Welcome to Crypto Nights, where we help you finally make sense of the trending world of cryptocurrencies. So grab your virtual piggy bank and let's get started.
Ciao, welcome to Crypto Night. We are just so excited to have you on our podcast.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, we've been super looking forward to this because I have always been looking forward to founders of startups that are actually doing real business, not necessarily an ICO. So we found that you have a real business model, a real technology that's being operating. And so we are very, very excited to have you on our podcast.
That's great. Thank you very much. I'm very excited too.
So why don't we kick it off by you telling us a little bit about yourself? What's your background and where have you progressed in your career? How did you come up to ShelterZone? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, my name is Chaoqing Shoreland, and last 20 years, I'm really working in the enterprise architectural space. And myself, I'm actually in Australia and coming from a city called Melbourne. And now I'm living in New York City. So what I actually did over the years is really help a large corporation achieve their business objectives and by enhancing their technology and, look at the innovation strategies. Because of that, and because also some personal interest in real estate, I have been really investing in real estate, buying and selling properties, for the last 15, 20 years. And I always very interested in real estate technology, how that actually transformed people's life. Because really, the real estate itself is a $217 trillion economy. And the technology, especially now the digital era, is really making consumers and the agents' life much easier. But what I have found is the industry, even though, had a lot of innovation coming through last few years, but the, really comparing to other industries I've worked for, it's still quite slow. And you can see a lot of large, industries like banking, oil, gas, resource industry, insurance. They really gone on such a maturity curve. It's very much in the high end of maturity now. And you're looking at consumption model for your technology services, and everyone really try to reduce the cost, very cost effective, and utilizing those very consumable kind of IT services. But in real estate, it's kind of a bit different because everyone trying to build their own kind of technology solutions, and each company uses their own, and there's not much integration across the whole industry. There's no real streamlined or standardized processes, which make actually real estate industry a very interesting area to for us to innovate. So that's really where probably my background is and how I got into the real estate side of the prop tech business. And also, it was really lucky 2 years ago, I actually met my business partner who just happened to be a real estate broker, based in New York City for 30 years. And his family's been in the business for almost 80 years and very deep, in the root of real estate and really understand the problem space. So we basically teamed up. So we founded the company called ShelterZone
And who is it for, your platform, ShelterZone? Who is it for?
So our platform is really for all parties involved in real estate transactions. Buyers, sellers, listing agents, buyer agents, even listing brokers. Then on the rental side will be landlords and tenants, agents as well. So it's really the entire ecosystem, I would say.
And how is it making their life 10 times better?
Yeah. So I probably, to be able to answer that question, I would like to give a quick introduction what ShelterZone does and what platforms we have, delivered. So basically, in the nutshell, ShelterZone is a blockchain-based real estate online offer acceptance platform provider. So what we have actually delivered were two products, two platforms. One is called Offer Now. So this is for real estate online offer acceptance, then for purchasing. Then the other one called Rent Now. It's the a similar version, but it's for rental. And those both platforms built blockchain. So we basically, our innovations very much centered around blockchain. The difference between our model and the other company's model is what we have developed is really is a widget. So we actually developed the two widgets. So one called Offer Now, one called Rent Now. Those widgets can be integrated on any real estate website. So instead of we actually create a like a large listing site called shelterzone.com, then everyone has to come to our website to list their properties. We actually create a widget and we distribute it out to the entire network. So everyone who runs a real estate company or aggregator or MLS or any, you know, the sites hosting real estate property listings, they can just install our button and immediately transform that platform and be on blockchain. So basically the widget, once it's installed, it will turn into a button. So it looks like a button for Offer Now. And that button will appear on every listing. And then people, you know, through the, you know, the property in, online search, or they have been, you know, kind of inspect a property and they really like the property. What they can do is they can actually press that button for Offer Now or Rent Now and instantly submit an online offer. And then through that online offer, and it basically generates Ethereum smart contracts. So all our offers, every version of offer, all basically Ethereum smart contracts. So once they actually generate offer, and then through from that process, then the entire the real estate online, you know, the offer and acceptance process gets kicked off. Then every party involved in the process will get invited and letting them know the offer's being placed on their property, so they can come into view. So the listing agent can come to view. Then they can invite a seller come to view, and they can invite their boss for the view. You know, so it's really that's how we actually branch out to different parties in this transaction.
And who are your affiliates?
So we actually, since our launch last November, then since we went live the end of last year, we have got hundreds of signups, and including companies from 20 different countries. So the response has been very overwhelming because people actually like something very agile. They can actually just install on their website. They can start using it. So they feel they have a lot of control and by implementing our button. And so the affiliates at the moment, the live affiliates across about 10 or 12 states in the United States. And we are actually working through with a few Remax offices, and it's a part of like a Remax piloting. And then we also just yesterday announced a major partnership with a company called realestateview.com.au, now called view.com.au. They are the, a very premium portal provider in Australia. So it's like a similar to American version of realtor.com. So it's a major aggregator. So the significance of that is if we successfully pilot next few months with realestateview.com.au, and we can really open up this entire market to all Australian consumers and agents. So that actually is very significant. So we obviously will try to do a similar model in America or, you know, Europe and South America, Canada and other countries. So those are the our affiliates / partners, really.
Oh, that is very exciting. Is it possible to have middlemen as affiliates? So, for example, let's say I had nothing to do with, I'm not a listing agent. I don't have a website. I don't have an aggregator, but I find your idea to be very good. So I come in,
yeah.
I sign up as your affiliate, and in fact, do the opposite. Sell your $8 per transaction for $20 and keep the difference. Am I allowed to do that?
Yeah, it's actually really up to our B2B affiliates to decide how much they want to charge their buyers. But if the scenario you talk about is you want to become a it's kind of almost like a reseller of ShelterZone or a referral consultant, you know. And we do have, you know, the distribution network. You know, we are in the process of actually setting up several distribution network in different countries. And because we found a lot of people very interested to sell our products, and that they have local knowledge, they have connection, they have expertise in their local market. So it's like a development, business development opportunities for them. So what we actually do encourage, because it's impossible for us to go to every single country, try to sell ourselves. So we very much encourage those you know, partners who have very strong local knowledge to come forward to partner with us. Then what we do is, yeah, we do actually share. So we basically provide as like a wholesaler, and they become the retailer in the region. So that is one of the marketing models we are establishing.
Yeah. Because I can clearly see that as an opportunity, because I'm thinking myself, right? So how would I structure this? Because there could be an affiliate that wants to create a significant source of income by just reselling it in their own countries. So that's definitely a model.
Before you know, anyone decide to become our partner, they really need to understand why we are quite different. You know, why actually, what are the benefits we really provide to you know, the users, and also what are the like a differentiators, you know, so then they can have a better understanding, then they can really assess whether it is a right model for them. So would you like me to actually kind of go through some details, you know, like the differentiators of our innovation, and also benefits what we provide to you know, the users?
Absolutely, Chao. I want you to define each user segment and then summarize the list of benefits for each one of them.
Yeah, okay, sure. So one of the reasons what we have actually observed, and also we've done a lot of market research, why people actually haven't really been using online offer, or not many technology companies have ever even contemplated that. So I think there are two reasons. One is the complexity in this whole software, this whole process, you know, because it's very dynamic. It's not like you already bought a house, then from there onwards you do your closing or settlement, and it's already, everything's like already fixed. But in this whole offer acceptance, it's the most dynamic process in entire real estate process. And the software itself is pretty complex. Then another reason is what we found probably is the key reason, because people don't feel it's secure, because people feel putting such a big like offer on, you know, a large asset through online, the data, you know, there's a kind of a possibility the data can be compromised, or their personal information or privacy can be compromised. So that's probably one of the reasons the buyer community, or the even the tenant community, could have some resistance in, you know, even submitting an offer online. So that was one of the reasons why we actually decided to use blockchain, because blockchain, by using blockchain, this concern goes away. Because the way we did is the data, once you submit it, only yourself really can see the data. Then until the listing agent and the sellers, you know, the people involved in the transaction coming in, then they can view your data through their private key access. No one else can see the data at all. So not even us. So ShelterZone in this business would never ever actually be selling your data, because we can't even see that. And also we're not in the business to sell your data. So that actually really put people's mind in ease. They actually know their data is secure in blockchain, you know, in, basically no one really can even get access to it. So this really encouraged people to start using the digital, the online offer, and really bring the, you know, enormous efficiency in this entire process. Then the second reason we actually went with blockchain is because of the transparency. So if you think about at the moment, the real estate process, you know, when you make an offer, everything's through the paper or just through some document, you know, it's not really like a real time. It's everything is, it's quite manual, you know, overall it's still quite manual. And you actually, as a buyer or tenant, you submit your offer. You don't even know whether your offer gets presented to the seller. So the listing agent actually has quite a bit of control over how they present, when to present. And, you know, I can guarantee you most of agents try to do really the good thing, you know, for their clients. And, you know, they really in the business want, you know, to build up their reputation and all these. But things can happen, you know, and then sellers actually sometimes don't even have a view exactly how many offers they received. They can't really track and really analyze which buy is the best. And also the agent, you know, in this current process, they're not a winner either, because they actually have so much admin work to do and go to people's house, try to get them signed the document. And they spend so much valuable time on those low value activities. That's how I call them. And instead of focusing on the high value activities, like strike the deal, you know, really achieve the fast outcome, the best outcome for their clients, and build up their, you know, the entire kind of profile. So if you look at the transparency is a very big challenge in the current industry. So blockchain actually really brings this unprecedented transparency to this whole industry, you know, if adopted widely. And the way ShelterZone built the app, we actually basically open up this transparency, right, to every party involved in the deal. They basically get equal access of the data, and they actually also see them in real time. So, for example, once a listing agent, you know, gets invited and they actually open the offer, the buyer can immediately see on their dashboard the agent has viewed it, and the color changes, the real time actually pops up. And then when the seller comes in, the buyer and the listing agent all can see the seller now comes in. Now they're seeing that. And then the, each party in the real time can perform many different activities. Revise offer, make a counter offer, you can accept the offer, you can invite your broker in, you can invite your multiple sellers, you can actually involve your buyer agent. So really the whole raft of functionalities built in this very rich you know, app. And then in addition to that, we also built the messaging, so the online chat. So they can actually immediately chat. So the buyer submit offer, saw the agent coming, you can immediately grab the agent through the chat and say, oh, hey, you know, I just submit an offer. What do you think? They can immediately start the negotiation. Then the seller can also chat with the seller. And the agent can chat with the seller. And the listing agent can chat with buyer agent. So it's a very interactive and a very collaborative kind of approach. And everyone can feel very confident the communication is really, you know, all happening. And also you see, you know, things happening in real time. So these are the two really the main areas of problem, the existing problem space we try to address. And through ShelterZone app, so we basically addressing the security. We also addressing the transparency. Then other ones, things like auditability, integrity, you know, the building the trust amongst all the parties. So they're all part of really the goals we try to achieve. So now I've explained the reasons why we actually went with the blockchain. Now, if you look at benefits, right? So you said you want me to really break it down to the different, the groups. So if you look at the professionals, real estate professionals, the benefits they get is actually very tremendous. So now they have an app, can really manage all their work. So in the old days, they may require 3 or 5 suitcases full of paper carry around, in their car and to the open for inspection. Now everything has come down to one mobile device. So they can see everything happening on just one mobile device. And from the front page, seeing how many offers are on each property, what status is at, whether it's being signed, acceptance already received, or it's being rejected, or being, it's still under negotiation. Just from one glance, they know. And then they can drill down to each property, each offer, and to see the exact details of each offer, the terms, the buyer's financial situation, etc. So they really get enormous amount of efficiency and then the transparency as well. Then also another really major benefit to agent is because of this app, now they can actually list property much easier. So for example, if you have 3 agents go out to try to bid for a listing, and one agent actually has this off the offer now platform, they can show the potential client, say, I'll give you this app and you will see everything happening. You see all the offers, we receive, and you can actually, collaborate with me through chat, and you can also analyze, to see each offer, and you can basically, have very informed decision-making process. So that actually to them is a very good tool for them to list properties. So we actually have been getting feedback back from our affiliates. They found that this platform now making their listing life much, much easier. They show seller, this is what's going to happen. And then the seller said, good, I want this. So that's a very good benefit to them. Obviously, as I said before, the security aspect, they were the only one really knowing who the buyer is. So if this offer falls through with this particular buyer, but they already got a very solid buyer leads, and they can work with this buyer on other properties. And in current, if you look at every platform on the market at the moment, no other platform really giving you that solid lead. Say, this person's already ready to buy. He got, this kind of budget to buy this kind of house. So for an agent, it's actually a very good insight for them as well. So these are all the, the key benefits on the agent side. Then they also can recruit more agents because now they can go on holidays, or they can, be anywhere. They still can use the mobile phone to really making sure the deal goes through. So they can recruit a lot of remote agents, and agents nowadays don't really want to tie in office. They really want to have the, that kind of flexibility, working anywhere they can, but still keep an eye on all, their clients and the deals coming through. So the efficiency as well, they reduce the paperwork, or other kind of stuff. But from the consumer side, consumers, to me, is really a big winner because it really uplifted the entire industry to a much more transparent industry. So if you ask people who have bought or sold houses before, everyone has some story to tell. Even though I do think, agents do try to do their best. And everyone, because it's such a big asset, is to a lot of people, this is their most valuable asset. So their experience is, so critical. So to make sure the consumer has this really good experience, and that's what, Shelterton really try to help, is to build an experience rather than just a technology solution for someone. So we want that kind of, really beautiful, enjoyable, fast and transparent experience to be felt by our users, our, the buyers, sellers, agents, and the landlords, tenants, every person, using our app. So that actually is a really big thing for the consumer. And obviously, because of this experience and making their life much easier for such a large transaction, so they will get much more satisfaction out of this, the usage of Shoutism. So that's probably the key ones I would like to highlight. The whole laundry list full of benefits I could go on and on, but I think I just stop here.
No, this is fantastic. Can we switch to the numbers a little bit in terms of, I was writing down all kinds of numbers I was hoping to ask you. Let's start off with the very first one, which is funding. If you're not going to be having a token sale, how are you funded?
Right. So what happened was our initial projects were 100% funded by myself and my business partner. So two of us, we actually put the money in the entire project. And then we also have had quite a good group of family, friends, angel investors, investing in our business, but it's all private kind of round. We didn't really go out to ask for any VC or any big investors coming in. We have been actually bombarded by a lot of investors, but so far we haven't really opened up the big door for VC investors. The many reasons for that, and some are really more private reasons. And I probably wouldn't go in details, but I can assure you the project's very well funded, and we definitely have sufficient money. But absolutely, we're actually looking to step up to the next level. And next two big things we're building, one is we're building a really large marketplace for real estate. So that's our roadmap for the end of this year. And we have already got a lot of partnership potentials with very large banks, title companies, or e-closing kind of software providers. So they all like to join this marketplace, because the reason Shoutism's marketplace could be very different from everyone else's marketplace, we're actually right at the beginning of the offer stage. So we are at the upstream. So this upstream actually give us the advantage when we know what actually a purchaser or a renter actually wants for their services. So if they haven't really secured their mortgage, or if they haven't really secured a lawyer, or they need a utility connection later on, or they need maybe the building inspector. So we can very much have that marketplace built in our widget. And that actually is really the innovation we're working on at the moment, is open up the entire real estate marketplace and through Shoutism's widget. So this is going to be a very major project, right? So we do actually want to go out to seek for funding, and very measured approach how we actually attract the right investors, because we actually from very beginning, we have the strategy. We're not wanting kind of attract every investor coming on board, because we do want to see some strategic alignment in the value, in the thinking, in our roadmap. Because you have to get people really very much along with your vision to understand what we're trying to do. So then that will make us go much further. So that's really the approach we're taking. And we have a few other major projects as well, and a partnership pilot projects with major partners. So we'll have a lot of investment opportunities coming up for people, really, if you're interested in investing in us.
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. And can you give us a little bit of an idea about the number of monthly active users, the number of transactions that have happened, and then a comparison with baseline of the quality, the speed of transactions, or the amount of time saved or money saved? What some numbers that will tell us about how you have been progressing?
Yeah. So what happened is last probably 4 months, I would say, and we were really in the beta testing mode. So we are moving to mainnet this month. So which is a major, major achievement, because a lot of companies, even after, you know, heaps of funding, it takes them a year or two to finally move on to mainnet. And we actually only really live since the end of last year, and we pretty much ready, and our platform's been very robustly tested, you know, from all kind of aspects, and we have added so many new features and enhancements, you know, throughout this 4 months cycle, and so we are actually really gearing up towards migration to mainnet late this month. And so in terms of the transactions, and I haven't really got this month's stats, but the previous, from January to March, I think it was mid-March, we had about 44 transactions through. And then that was the time we had half of the affiliates we have now, the live affiliates. So I believe last 1.5 months would have much more, but I haven't really got the stats with me. And the thing is, it's going to be very lenient, because it's going to be really going up, you know, much, much quicker. The reason the initial 2 months, because we had quite a few people we tried to use as like early adopter, just testing out through those early adopters. But now we feel much, much more comfortable. So we actually really opening the door and almost like putting the widget on our affiliate side every day, you know. And every day when people sign up, we actually decide, yeah, we can go ahead now. So so it's really the matter of, you know, the maybe next 3 to 6 months, and we're really opening up, you know, the floodgate. So especially through the partnership with large companies like Remax and a few other big ones we are under discussion, and then the aggregators like realestateview.com.au. And those are the companies going to give us a major traffic.
Okay, okay. Are there any numbers that you are able to publicly release?
I actually had a look at number of users. I think now it's like in the thousands mark. Okay. I haven't really got the exact mark because a while back I actually... probably was the beginning of March, we checked it was close to 500, but now it's, yeah, it's definitely more than doubled. So that's probably as far as I can go. And yeah, unfortunately, I haven't really got the stats in front of me, but I think the, you know, in terms of the overall transactions, and it's in the 3-digit, and the number of users is, yeah, it's in the like early 4 digits.
Okay. And 44 deals, that's fantastic, to be honest with you, for something that has grown organically.
Yeah, exactly. That's actually, we actually thought, oh, gee, that's not really a lot, but it's actually very significant after we, you know, talked to quite a few industry people, because a lot of companies build, you know, a year or 2 years or whatever, have very few transactions go through. And we actually, you know, only be live for so short, and the initial months was really getting prepared and getting people on board and train them how to use it. So we thought it was actually quite an amazing achievement, especially now that the figure, you know, once we have all these big companies coming on board, it's going to be really big.
Okay. And 44 deals, must have had several offers also. Do you have a number around how many offers were made?
Actually, there's 44 offers, not the final deals, but 12 of them actually through the deals.
And this was over how many months?
It's just January, February, and to early March.
Wow. Even if you round, round it off to 90 days, that's fantastic. Congratulations, Chao. That's great work. And okay. And what next for you as a company and for the people that are a part of your ecosystem?
Yeah, so our end game, if you look at it, is really to provide this blockchain innovation to all real estate consumers and professionals. And we want everyone to benefit from Shelterzone innovation. Then what we really try to do is to spread the widget across the whole United States and also major international markets. And hopefully by this time next year, and, you know, all well-known brands or major kind of website will have our footprint. So that's really the kind of goal we try to achieve, is really have that market, you know, kind of breadth and depth. So we actually can kind of really bring the blockchain innovation to the entire industry across the globe. And one of the reasons why the adoption could be very fast, because we actually build a form builder. And this form builder is the first in the world. And what that form builder does is it allows every country, every region to come in to configure their widget and their output, and within hours, not within days. And there's no coding involved. They come in, they just use our template. They can just set up their own language, their own in what terms they want to use, the terminology, the local terminology, and what their legal requirement in each region. So then they very quickly can turn into a working product for that particular country or state. So that is the reason why we can go so quickly, because we actually make everything configurable, and the people can just you know, sign up with us, have the widget, and then they get access to the admin console. Then they can actually perform their task themselves. So we have had a fair bit of success with the international market. I'm not saying we've rolled out many SaaS yet, but the fact is we already got such a big attraction from 20 countries, and many actually very big players, you know, in the market, and also major like companies want to partner with us and seeking us out. So that's all a really good sign of the growth, you know, we're going to achieve. So that's probably really our ultimate goal, is to get the blockchain innovation to all, you know, countries. And then hopefully by this time next year, our marketplace is fully functional as well. And we'll have a whole raft of the service network, like the service providers coming in to provide different services, real estate services ranging from, you know, mortgage, lending, attorney, legal, title, you know, to as probably the downstream, like the even moving, you know, utility, you know, architectural builder, you know, everyone can enjoy the benefits of blockchain and the security and transparency the blockchain provides.
Oh, this is great news. And do you have plans of doing some kind of a token sale or a VC investment raise in the next year or two?
This is a very good question, because we have actually contemplated a few months ago, you know, as a blockchain company, everyone, you know, asks you, oh, when are you going to do ICO? When are you going to do your token sale? We have kind of found ourselves keep putting off this particular project. The reason being is we actually really feel we want to create a real business model, a real model built on blockchain technology, rather than a model we have to actually put everything on a wish list and go out to generate heaps of investment fund and come in, then think about what are we going to do. Because I feel one is it's a little bit probably irresponsible to invest this money. And I wouldn't be able to sleep, to be honest, if I get all the money, but I can't think of any good ideas. And I'd rather actually test out our own, you know, ideas and using our own money and put our own reputation online. Then that actually is a way keep us really creative. So our whole team, you know, every one of us, you know, on this journey together, and, you know, a lot of them actually being on this journey with us from the first day we kick off the development phase. So we actually really, as a team, we have so many great ideas, and we really feel we like really trying to conquer this whole world, you know, with our good, you know, the creativity and the innovative ideas. So once we actually get to the stage, we feel probably without ICO, we won't be able to get to the next level of innovation. That's probably when we will, you know, run an ICO. But at this point of time, we just feel we really want to get this business running and start generate, solid revenue, and then provide the market the best possible blockchain application, and then get to the stage really have the market dominance, and we get this done first, then we will absolutely look at the end day, all the economy moving onto the token economy. It's not even an option for us not to do token, and we can have how we do the token, it could be the next thing we need to think about. And then eventually, if the token economy makes far more sense to provide a much better service to our consumers and also real estate professionals, and bring everyone onto the token economy journey, then that's the time we will actually be ready to do that.
Wow. Well, very, very exciting, Chao. I wanted to take this opportunity to wish you and your team all success. And we wanted to extend an invitation for you to come back in a few months and give us another update.
Oh, thank you so much. That's really kind. I'm actually really excited because even podcast, like yourself, is actually really, really increasing people's awareness and knowledge in blockchain, and probably your side a lot in the crypto space. And we are primarily focusing on the blockchain innovation, but we will have the cryptocurrency and the token, on our roadmap, for the future as well. So, so I think you are actually playing a very critical role, in this, the climate and really make people actually be more prepared if they do want to, use this kind of technology, what they need to look out for, and if they want to invest, what they should be, aware of. So, yeah, I think, also congratulations to you. Thank you for having me on this show.
Thank you, Chao. And listeners, head over to www.shelterzoom.com, shelterzoom.com. And Chao is the one that's heading that company, and she has done a fabulous job in explaining it to us. And our request is always the same. Go to iTunes and rate us 5 stars if you like this podcast. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Crypto Knights. Never miss an episode. Subscribe now at www.cryptonights.io.